Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and really excited to present my next guest to you. He is, in my opinion, and I will say this freely, he is a legend and an icon in fighting for equality versus the idea of equity. We're going to dig down into that. He is also the founder of the ACRI.org, and we'll talk a bit about ACRI.org in our segment as well. He is responsible for overturning affirmative action in California. He is responsible for bringing, again, equality back to a system that was designed to destroy us. The American Civil Rights Institute is the name of the organization that he founded in 1997. But he's been fighting this for a long time, and I want to get into that with him as well. Ward Connerly joins us. Ward, welcome. It's so great to have you. Thanks for being here.
Pastor Greg, it's always a pleasure to be with you, and I'm grateful for the opportunity.
Ward, you have been fighting this fight to bring to people the understanding that there is a significant difference between equity and equality, that while the civil rights movement did some very great and some very powerful things, there were individuals that hijacked that movement and have used it as a divisive force. And I would suggest that under the Obama administration, sadly, when you had for the very first time America elected a black president, that's a great thing. And yet he decided that no, he wanted to raise racism and victimhood, and he started it, immediately upon his inauguration. But speak to me about the difference between equity and equality, and then my brother, please take this wherever you feel the leading.
Well, my pastor, let me filibuster and share my thoughts with you. As you know, I was born in Leesville, Louisiana in 1939, days of Jim Crow. And so I bring with me the reminder that on my birth certificate, there is a C. And that C does not denote that I was a Christian, or that my last name was Connerly. It was colored. That C was for colored. And as a colored baby, I was expected to obey the rules of my society, which presumed my inferiority. I was able to get out from under the clutches of that evil by the ordainment of our ideals. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. That is the overriding structure of our great nation. And we are in constant pursuit, at least we have been until recent years, of making that ideal a reality for every American. That all began to change in my belief during the years that I was serving what I affectionately call my 12-year unpaid sentence as a regent of the University of California, when I saw that those in the university setting, we're applying what they call diversity, equity, and inclusion in our society. And I heard the blather about we must celebrate our diversity. And I will remember until the day I die my asking, what do you mean about celebrating our diversity? I'm different from you. I have less hair. My eyes might be brown. They are brown. But that doesn't mean there is anything to celebrate. It just means that we are what we are. And from diversity, you start going down the path of treating people differently and giving them payment based on their identity. If you're black, the presumption is that you have suffered discrimination, and that presumption is given reality by a bunch of statistics. And there has been discrimination against people like me. But the nation is dedicated, has been dedicated, to the principle that that shouldn't matter, and we must change that. And we have changed that. And so I, at that stage, begin to embark on a mission, really, of trying to bring my country into line with our ideals. Every morning when I awaken, every day when I get down on my knees, every night when I lay me down to sleep, my overriding objective is to round up as many Americans as I can to take us back to the principle of equality given to us by God, not distributed by the government. Make sure that we're all treated the same as far as the government is concerned, and let us pursue our happiness. Let us have the liberty to pursue our happiness based on our God-given right of being equal citizens. Equity defiles all of that. It says because my skin is brown and because you presume that I might have been treated differently, and because the statistics say that I don't have as much as wealth as somebody else, or I may have more, that I should be treated differently based on that. And that is wreaking havoc throughout our country. Election after election, we have people running on the platform of reforming America. That was the platform of Senator Sanders, a progressive, a socialist, an avowed socialist, a Marxist. That is the presumption of many elected officials being supported now by former President Obama. And our differences in America right now are not so much, although they are, Democrat versus Republican. They are progressive versus the traditionalists, those who think that the country may not have been perfect, but we sure have a pretty good system of economic capitalism.
Yeah. Well, and so, you know, I had David Johnson on. David Johnson was the whistleblower for Hasbro, and I would encourage folks to go to our podcast and listen to that. I had Charles Love on last Friday. He's written a book called Race Crazy, talking about what you're suggesting. And Ward, you know, some of the questions that I asked them was, I asked them whether or not they had identification. So if I may, with your permission, may I ask, do you happen to have identification, sir?
Identification?
Like a driver's license. Do you have an ID?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, so if you were out and about and wanted to go eat at a restaurant, do you feel pretty good about your chances of being able to get into that restaurant and have a meal?
I sure do. Without restraint on me.
And you were a tenured professor at a university, correct?
No, I was not.
Okay. Okay. I am
just an ordinary citizen who happened to find himself in the position of serving his state as a regent, but I'm not
a... Okay. Okay. So now, was that a position that you were nominated for, how does that work? How does one become a regent of a university? Give me a quick answer, and then we'll talk more about it when we come out of the break.
I was appointed by Governor Hogan.
Okay. All right. Very good. So the governor of the state of California appointed you to be a regent for the University of California at Berkeley, is that correct?
It was the overall UC system.
Wow.
All campus.
Okay.
And the lab, the law school, the hospital.
Everything.
All of it.
All of it.
Everything. All of it.
That is awesome. That's fantastic, by the way. All right, hang tight. There's a place I'm going with these questions, folks. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk more about this because we're talking about the difference between equality and... Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, Ward Connerly, former regent for the University of California school system. Ward, we were beginning to kind of talk a little bit about that appointment by Governor Pete Wilson that you received as a regent. What were some of the things that you had been involved in leading up to that appointment?
I owned a business in Sacramento, California, a statewide association management business. We ran the roofing industry. Our firm had a lot of dealings with the legislature, and I guess I had reached a point of some distinction. I'm a lifetime member inductee into the California Building Industry Hall of Fame.
Well, wait. Hang on 1 second. Let's be very clear, Mr. Connerly. So you are a black American, is that correct?
I'm a brown American
Okay.
who is identified as a black American.
And you were inducted into the Building Hall of Fame in the state of California?
Yes.
That sounds like equality to me. Am I misreading something, sir?
No, regents are almost universally people who have achieved some distinction, and your head is anointed with the oil of your society based on your accomplishments. And I have been blessed by my friend Pete Wilson, who said, "I want you to serve as a regent to govern, along with the other regents, to govern one of the most illustrious institutions in American life." And I took it seriously, and I saw that our universities were discriminating against people. Asians and whites were held to a higher standard for admission than underrepresented minorities. And I wish you could see the smirk on my face when I say that, Pastor Greg, because just the definition that we use, underrepresented minority, tells you a lot about the problems that we have. And from those definitions, you get organized discrimination against people who happen to have been born the wrong color, only they flipped the whole concept of equality mm-hmm. on its head. And they've said that because the outcome of the competition in our society are not equally distributed among underrepresented minorities and whites and Asians, therefore we're going to correct that. And they seek to correct it by policies that override the laws, the regulations that we've established guaranteeing equality of treatment to people. That right there should tell you something about equity. We're treating people differently. We're giving black people, black farmers, payments. That's what the Biden administration has done in the name of equity. In California, we have a reparations committee in our legislature, a reparations caucus, whose mission every day is to find ways of somehow correcting for the problems of our society in the past. That might be noble, but every time you give one person a benefit based on race, you're treating another person differently based on race.
And isn't it also, accurate to suggest that there were different standards? Obviously, we know that in the South, where slavery had existed, that after the Civil War, there were compromises that were made that did not uphold the purposes behind the war, which was creating that equality for all people. And yet you had a number of individuals, Frederick Douglass, for example, and others, that found great success, national notoriety, successful businesses, and so on, even though there were other parts of the country where there obviously were significant racial inequalities that were taking place. You know, Martin Luther King, obviously he marched in Washington, D.C., but he was marching in Washington, D.C. because of what was happening in places like Birmingham, Alabama, which, by the way, there's a great film that you might want to look at, folks, that is about a high school there in Birmingham, Alabama, where basically, they came back to faith in Jesus Christ. Not basically, they did. The Jesus movement encountered Birmingham, Alabama, and it completely and totally transformed that entire city and that entire community. But Ward, you know, we also have to recognize that there was progress that took place, and I use progress as a positive word rather than the progressives. In our country and in the vision of our founders that all men being created equal, that equality would exist. And in certain parts of the country throughout our history, there was equality.
There was. Pastor Greg, the lesson that I hope we learn from this moment in time is that once the bell is rung, you can't unring it. We cannot go back and alter the way my Uncle James, who was a quote black man, colored man, we can't alter what our society did to him.
Right.
But we can obey the command of the good Lord and of our Constitution. We have to live for today. And equity is, for the most part, living for yesterday. It is treating people who did not live during yesterday differently based on what happened to their granddaddy or their great-granddaddy. But in the process of that, we are harming other people who had nothing to do with yesterday, who are trying to live their lives, who are supposed to have equal treatment under the law, justice and liberty for all of that stuff, which is important. And equity defiles that. Equity says we're going to give payment. You know, we're looking at, in some counties, some cities of California, we're looking at universal guaranteed income for certain people based on the color of their skin.
And that destroys work ethic. And it destroys families because it also has been a push, and we'll talk about this with Reverend Clenard tomorrow, but it's a push to remove men from the family, and that is an intentional act to destroy a community. By the way, Woodlawn is the name of the movie I was thinking of. Woodlawn, and I would encourage you to watch Woodlawn. It will encourage you.
I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.